Agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Everyone, so today, Darren and I wanted to talk to you about something that I believe to be just really important to creating a cohesive structure at an agency, and that is transparency in your leadership. So many agencies operate behind this like veil of the idea of transparency, but ultimately are just like incredibly opaque. And they're keeping their team in the dark around key decisions, financials, overall agency vision, sometimes because they're unclear themselves, but most times because they're afraid of providing the information to their teams. And I understand cognitively, I guess, the reasons why leaders might hesitate to be more open. But my opinion and the way that I've seen this ultimately take place is that this approach ultimately comes at a significant cost, and it has really meaningful impact in agency culture. And transparency ultimately fosters trust, alignment, and allows the team to understand exactly what is being done, why decisions are being made. They're able to actually make decisions themselves that further foster and accelerate growth. And so I want to talk today about the distinction between opaque leadership and transparent leadership and why that ultimately matters. And, you know, Darren, I want to actually have you maybe start going into this topic a little bit in the pieces that you've ultimately seen, especially around the financial piece of it, and the reality of the impact that this kind of more opaque oriented leadership style in agencies, why it happens and the negative impacts from it.
Yeah, it's actually funny because I feel like my first experiences in this realm were with like the worst of the worst, right? It's just like the leader is just, at a certain point it feels shady. Right. And so it's like you're leaving your team out. Things are just popping up out of nowhere. People are getting laid off. It's like, what's happening? There's like an unsurety amongst the team, like an insecurity. And so a lot of times that just creates a downward spiral. Right. And so it's like we have no idea what's going on. You're always bright and cheery, and then you make everything seem OK. But next thing I know, you know, three people get laid off, or people get, am I next? And so now your team members, like your best team members, are like, well, I'm kind of seeing the writing on the wall. Let me move on to something has more stability. And then ultimately it just accelerates the spiral, right? And mm-hmm. So just having that guarded feeling of like, I can't let these people know, like they can't know how much I'm making, even if they're doing good, like they can't know how much we're making as an agency. Like they have that kind of like Scrooge McDuck kind of thing where it's going on, where it's like they're gonna ask for more, they're gonna want more, and then ultimately it just leaves them with a feeling of distaste and distrust from you. Right. It's like, why wouldn't you just share? Like, how are we doing overall? Like, we're a team. We're a family at this point in time when you're building out agencies. It's like it just creates this negative connotation wherever people. And I think maybe it's an American thing where people are like hesitant to talk about money.
No, I think Americans are more OK with talking about money. Europeans are really anti talking about it. While you're talking, I actually was thinking about all the different like scenarios of ones that have been really opaque, and then the ones that haven't. And then I realized in this moment, actually, that the vast majority of the ones that are either really in a bad financial situation are the ones that are the most opaque, or the ones that are doing really well. But like all the ones that are just like surviving are the ones that are the most transparent, generally speaking, right? Like to begin with, until mm-hmm. we get them into a place where they start to be more transparent. And it's just, I think it's really interesting of like this idea, exactly as you described, of like, I am largely trying to hide something because of how panicked I am. And so I'm not sure if it's them trying to lie to themselves or them trying to lie to their team to like have this air of being secure. And then on the other side where they're making a lot of money, it's the exact kind of thing, as you said, is like the Scrooge McDuck of like, I need to just hoard all of it as much as I possibly can because other people are going to want it. And it's like, well, sure. But also if they have the impact, and why not have bonus structures and comp structures that allow for them to also benefit from it too? Not that you need to give it all of it to them. But there's ways that you can incentivize people. The piece that I see that drives the fears most is that creates that kind of panic or negativity is really worrying about losing authority or control. And I see this as one of, at least for myself, this as a admitted recovering control freak and having relapsed several times a year, I would say that like feeling and that desire to try to control, I get, truly get, but it is your glass ceiling that you shouldn't be in control of every piece in your business. If you are the one in control of every piece in your business, like you are the block, you are the actual glass ceiling. And transparency actually awakens the understanding of team members and being able to make their own choices and be in control of their own sphere. And if you're not transparent, it weakens your position as a leader because you are the one that is going to need to maintain control because you're the one that's having to watch out for all the risk factors. And all it ends up really doing is not being transparent, being opaque, ends up instilling this piece of culture. It creates for distrust amongst team members. It creates this like culture of you versus them or leadership versus them. And this like dynamic of there's always going to be a bit of it, right? Where people should talk bosses or whatever, right? Like it's a piece of it, like, oh, they really pissed me off today, whatever. But where there's like a true divide that creates for just this cultural tumultuousness that is incredibly unhelpful. And it creates for this meaningful missed opportunity in collaboration and innovation to be able to solve the problems when you're not actually sharing it. And some of the things that I find, just especially going through like the initial vision workshops, where there, this is the piece that I see the vast majority of the time, or like the analogy that has been shared with me so many times by clients of like, I feel like I'm removing the kimono fully now in front of a lot of people. And like, I'm just incredibly, I feel so vulnerable in this moment because they're sharing financial information and details that they had never actually shared before. And one of the things that I find just so incredibly insightful in these conversations is when we start talking about growth numbers for the agency, and 9.9 times out of 10, the rest of the team has higher growth objectives for the agency from a revenue perspective, a profit perspective, an impact perspective, than the actual agency owner does themselves. And I've personally experienced this as well. It's like, okay, I have my own personal belief systems, monologues, thoughts, and stuff that goes into it. And the impact of realizing that other people actually do really want to own this is truly inspiring. And the amount of energy that I've seen so many clients leave these types of conversations with, and including myself, recognizing that I do have people that are in my corner that actually do really want to help support and build something here, and that it doesn't have to only be me. It's just, I think, illuminating and inspiring.
Yeah, I think also really the main benefit of having that transparency is the trust that you build with your team. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, now I have a better understanding of where we're at. And frankly, like if I, like from example for myself, it's like, okay, cool. Like I want to make sure that I'm hitting this target in my own personal life. I can come to you with a conversation. It's like, okay, now I know that we're at where we're at. What would it take, or what would I need to do to make sure that I get to, you know, this milestone? Or what do I need to do to make sure that we're getting here? Or really just having that conversation of like, oh, like if you do X, Y, and Z, it's like something that I may not be considering, or you may not be like have shared with me before previously. It's like, oh, well, that's something easy to do. Like that's more than welcome to incorporate that extra just to make sure I'm hitting my goals. Because a lot of times in what you said and shared is that I feel like a lot of people are competitive as well, right? It's like competitive in their own life, competitive in like, I've always wanted to strive for more. So sharing like those numbers of like, hey, our goal is this modest number. And the team is like, I think we could do a little bit better than that. Or like, if we all work together, we can hit a little bit better than that. And also just making it to where as like you have that structure of incentivization of like, yeah, okay, if we hit this number, then we'll all, it doesn't even also need to be monetary. Like I know some people have like, hey, look, if we hit this number for our Q4, I'll take everybody to Disneyland. Or like we'll have a team day, a team outing at Disneyland, or something fun that everybody can engage with, right? I mean, as a kid, that incentivized me to do better in grades and stuff, like with my entire class of like, hey, like we can get a pizza party if we all turn in these box slips or whatever it was, right? So it's like, it just feels like an adult version of that where it's like, hey, like let's all get aligned, let's all be a part of a team, because ultimately you're spending 8 hours a day with these people 5 days a week. Like it's, they become a instrumental part of your life because you're speaking with them every day, right?
You spend more time with your coworkers than you do with your family most of the time. Your statement of like bringing it back to your school days and stuff just like revalidated. And I was like laughing a lot internally in the like just the consistent reminder that I have of the fact that adults really are just grown children running around pretending to be adults. And it's just funny. So the impact of transparency ultimately does have on culture is threefold, really, is that it creates for trust. It allows for open communication between every single team member, leadership team, and every team member to the most junior person. And that transparency demonstrates that the leadership team or the CXO team values the team in totality and that I actually do care about that insight from them. It really truly encourages engagement across the team, invests them into the larger, grander picture of where we're looking to go. And it allows for the team to, that engagement draws in for the ability for them to be able to contribute ideas, innovations, solutions to the challenges that we are ultimately facing. And one of the biggest pieces that I see that's really useful here is the breakdown of the silos. Because one of the biggest components that changes for many agencies, especially as you start to cross the threshold of the 3 to 5 million in revenue range, is that you start to have meaningful impact of information silos between different departments, and that interdepartmental collaboration and unification of information and the sharing of insight is vital to growth from that point forward. And without it, you are going to stagnate. You are going to start to fall apart. And I see so many agencies just get stuck at that place unless they're able to truly start to break down that information and decentralize the management of this stuff. As like the larger kind of impact to each one of those pieces, the alignment, the breakdown of silos, the trust factor, the engagement factor, ultimately does really truly create for this growth accelerator. Because that alignment that is then created allows for everyone to understand holistically those goals, those the vision, the metrics, the measurement, the understanding of what do I do in this moment today? If I do X, Y, and Z, that means that my coworker, that means that my department, that means that all of us get to grow and adapt and have and accomplish the goals. But what exactly is the impact that I'm able to have? And understanding that each person does truly care about the impact that they are leaving in this planet. And the thing that they are doing today is meaningful and important and not a waste of time for them. It's a huge component to how each one of us perceive ourselves and our own identity, and understanding what that actual alignment, how they can have impact to it. And it can be polarizing too, though, realize. Because if you share a vision that your team doesn't actually align with and want to do, and they want to leave because they're not excited about it, and they don't want to be part of it, that's also generally, at least in my opinion, a good thing that you are then weeding out those individuals to bring in people that are going to prop up the business and that vision. And so it creates this true empowerment of the team, having them work together, understand exactly what's going on, have that excitement, that momentum, that, if you will, that drive to achieve that vision, allowing for them to work better together, faster at problem solving and having greater impact. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Darren, before we start talking about like just some practical ways for people to be more transparent.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there. One of the things that I was thinking about as we were talking about being transparent is just to make sure you do it. I want to say, because I know from my experience, there have been times when agency owners have come from that opaque place and then they try to transition to a more transparent, more trustworthy place. You just need to make sure you're consistent with it, right? Because I've known people who have kind of like backslid into being that opaque leader. And it really, I want to say, shakes up the team in terms of like, okay, can we actually trust them? Like, is this just a manipulation tactic? Like, so when you're going to be open and honest, make sure you're consistent with that and have it kind of be your new or your revitalized thing of like, hey, like we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Making sure that you are consistent with that is going to be key, because you don't want your team to distrust you even more and then go into that downward spiral.
I would say, just generally speaking, of the things that you would want to start considering. And I'm not saying that you have to do all of these pieces today, step by step, you know, one foot in front of the other oriented piece, but the first piece is just share long-term vision, goals, long-term strategy, agency mission, the things that you want to accomplish, the impact that you want to have. Ideally, start to be a bit financially transparent. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you need to broadcast and publish everybody's salaries into that level of granularity, right? But having clear understanding of growth year over year, your revenue numbers, profitability numbers, to understanding what that is. This is the key piece here, though, is that you want to make sure that you're not overwhelming or confusing the team, that they understand what it is that you're actually sharing with them and why, and what is the purpose of it, and how does it actually have impact, and how can they have impact to it. The other piece that I think is really important that allows the transparency that you can actually truly create is this open feedback loop and being honest about the challenges that the agency is facing today, the difficulties that they've had, so that it can create for the ability for impact. Because the more that you're actually open in the challenges that you're facing, the more impact that people can ultimately have in helping solve for them. And so that open feedback, that open dialogue allows for the team to have impact to things, but also allows for them to start to open up around their concerns, their own issues, the things that they have going on as well, that allows for you to uncover things that you would have never realized were even happening in the first place. Is that you have team members at every level, and that you've got people on the ground level that are doing things that you had no idea were actually even a problem and able to actually have more meaningful impact. I would say that typically speaking, you want to have at the very least a semi-annual kind of just update of what things are going on across the team and sharing that so that they understand exactly how things are progressing.
Yeah, I would say one thing in that is making sure that you actually take credence to what your team is saying, right? And making sure that you are making an effort to make those changes when they're bringing up these different issues to you. Right. And also, I think one of the best tactics is like, OK, oh, so we're having a problem here that you are expressing to us. How about you take the lead on this? Come to me with a report or an action of like how we're going to get this resolved, and empower them, allow them to continue to be a part of the mission and the vision that you guys have. Right. And it gives people more of a buy-in as well, because they want to see these things that they're taking a massive undertaking in succeed. I think that is key. So making sure that you are taking into account your team's actual, because if I'm telling you things are wrong and you're not doing anything, I'm going to feel like I'm speaking into the wind. It's like, Why would I even continue to put my suggestions in the suggestion box when you guys are just going to do what you want anyways? Right. And so just making sure that you're actually being a team.
I 100% agree with that, and making sure that you, and you're not saying that you need to take every single piece of advice that your team has, right? And if you were to not listen or not to enact that, have them understand the why or the direction that you're headed and the information that kind of corroborates that direction, or just have them understand that so that they can still continue to feel comfortable sharing that information. Because yeah, not every idea is a great idea, and doesn't mean that it should be enacted, but there's a lot of great ideas that your team, I'm sure, has that you can have impact from. Transparency isn't ultimately just about sharing. It's about creating alignment, trust, collaboration that can ultimately drive your agency forward. And by becoming a transparent leader, you empower your team to take ownership of their roles, take ownership of the growth, contribute to the bigger picture, and work together to achieve your shared vision. If you want to foster a stronger culture and grow your agency faster, transparency truly is key. And the structure that we were talking about today ties the benefits of transparency, cultural implications, and business growth, ensuring that you have a really, truly balanced understanding of what that looks like. So I hope that this episode gave you some inspiration to be more transparent with your team, allowing for you to have impact and ultimately grow your agency faster. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty, whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity. We're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.